Hello, friends. We're glad that you've joined us for today's Power Walk Ministries broadcast, Finding Strength When All Strength Is Gone. This is a very practical series that Pastor Paul Cannings has been teaching on through this week. I think we'd all agree that times are tough, not just nationally through natural calamities, but also through very personal individual challenges. Here's Dr. Cannings now with today's message titled, Rise Above Our Circumstances. Let's listen.
We spent this entire week talking about how do you find strength when all strength is gone? How do you find that? I mean, is it a feeling? Is this an empowerment? Is this a tingle down the back? I mean, how do you find it? Life is still requiring us to do all things through Christ, who, while I'm doing it, strengthens me. But he doesn't do it before. He does it while I'm doing all things, trusting him through the word of God to guide and to direct me as I walk in the light as he's in the light. And as a result of that, he strengthens me because he sees my commitment to do what I need to do. But it didn't make life easy for none of the folks in the Bible. Go ye into all the world. You ever see what that meant to the disciples? Where did they find strength? So we've been talking about this in Galatians chapter 6 in verse 9 and 10 primarily, but we've been bouncing around Galatians because he's writing it to a group of people in Galatia. He's trying to explain to them what to do and how to function to that particular congregation. So a lot of what he's saying is smack dab here in this book or this letter. In verse 10 is where we are today, the last day of this week, as we complete this passage of scripture today. He's saying in verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Paul has been saying a lot of this in a lot of places. So when we come here, we need to figure out how do we find strength when he's telling us all strength is gone, but don't faint. He's literally saying, don't grow weary. Don't become so emotionally frustrated, so mentally distressed, because he was there. Paul tells us this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken. He is finding strength in the way that he's teaching us to find strength. So we looked at several different things this past week and how we find strength through the power and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In chapter 5, this is what he says to us as we jump into verse 10 today. He says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So that's why it's a constant doing. That's why he's saying well doing, because in walking by faith and not by sight is the way we stir the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit empowers us, right here in Galatians chapter 5, so that we end up in the midst of duress, peace. In the midst of painful, sad, grieving situations, we could find peace and joy. In the midst of things just being overwhelming, we could find long-suffering, because we are functioning in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now he says, here is how we now focus since we have gotten the strength. Now how do we take that strength and make it productive? Since he says, well doing. He says in verse 10, he says, for we have therefore opportunity. In other words, there's tons of opportunities unless we park our hands and put our hands in our pockets and say, this is just way too much. If we don't grow weary, there's always opportunities to serve. Always. Some people would say to me, well, I'm a senior. I don't want to go out. I said, I agree. COVID, difficult on seniors. I got diabetes. Yes, I understand those things. But you can call the church and say, tell them, give me a list of people that are going through grief because I've been through something very similar and it was very difficult for my family. Let me find somebody who is sincerely trying to make a living, sincerely trying to make ends meet, but their husband died. God has blessed me financially. Why is he said to do with that? 1 Timothy chapter 6 said what we do with that. He says, do not hoard your money. Do good with whatever I provided you. And he says, when you do that, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 24, I'll answer your prayers. But how could a person say they love God and shut their hearts up when they see somebody hurting? The Bible says the love of God cannot be in them. You can hear what the needs of the church is. I make sure to hear, we're going to make sure my church door stays open no matter there's COVID, because God has blessed me. The Bible says there's still opportunity to do things. That's why he says, be wise with your time in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 18. For the days are evil. So he's not saying the days are good and wonderful and everything is good and you're sitting on a beach enjoying a wonderful lawn chair watching the waves. No, he's saying we at war. Put on the armor of God. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. He said, put this stuff on, the belt of truth. Get on with it. Shoes of peace. Put it on. Because we are at war. They're fiery darts. Satan, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, is going to heaven day and night seeking whom he can destroy. 1 Peter chapter 5. This is the reality for us. That's why he's talking about not growing weary, not losing heart. But he says, in the midst of well-doing, then let's use the opportunities that God has given us. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, he says, but our work will not be in vain. We talked about the due season. Some of it is in heaven. The crown that he has for us. The crown of righteousness that Paul would talk about in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He would talk about the crown that comes through trials in James chapter 1 verse 12. Revelation chapter 3 verse 21 to 22. He would talk about sharing his throne for those who are overcomers. So he said there's a season, not just on earth. There's a season in heaven. So he says, yes, in the midst of all you're doing, don't forget, a person training for the Olympics have so much pain, so much difficulties for so many months, so much going on. They still have to stay in shape. But when they put on that gold medal, that's the season. All of it goes away. All of it is worth it. In heaven, everybody gets a gold medal to do these things. Not just preachers. People who are faithful servants will wear a white gown. You will know who is in. That's why he says, what is done in darkness will be revealed. It will be shouted onto the rooftops. So while we have opportunities, we have to keep the goal in mind. Like Paul would say, press towards the mark of the high calling. We have to find opportunity. Whether it's financial, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through verse 19 says, find good things to do with your money. Don't just store it up for some rainy day. If we give, there's no rainy day. If we serve the way he tells us to do with our money, there's no rainy day. Because he blesses us. All the things that he says, he will take place. I'm not going to ask God to bless you for giving because he says you are blessed when you give. Why am I going to ask him to do what he's already committed to do? What I ask him to do is for wisdom as to how to spend the funds that are raised so that we carry on his kingdom plan. But he promised to bless you. He's not going to take that promise away. So understand, the more I take my money and organize it the way he says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and then I turn around and spend it the way he tells me in verse 17 through verse 19, is the more blessed I am, so there's a whole lot less rainy days. So that's why he says, when you have opportunity, let us do good. Now, folks, that's a key thing there. The word good in the Bible, that literally doesn't mean that it's just nice things. That's deeds. The Bible has this word deeds. That's just, I choose to see a senior person on a bus, and I choose to get up and sit the person down. Could be good works in the sense that respect your seniors. That could be that. But it could also be just a good deed. Jesus Christ would say this. This is a powerful statement that troubled me theologically for years. He says, good only comes from God. The man says, well, you're a good teacher. He said, hold up a minute. Slow your roll. Good only comes from God. So therefore, only God can produce good. Good means what is profitable. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says that God works things out to be profitable for the common good of everybody in the church, based on our spiritual gifts being exercised. So good comes from God. So that's why he's saying these things in Galatians that work up to good, because I'm sowing to the Spirit, verse 8. I'm sowing to the Spirit. So how did he work this out? In chapter 5, verse 13 of the book of Galatians, he tells us all the good that he is suggesting, or matter of fact, telling us to do here in the book of Galatians. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. There you go. Do good, especially to those that are the household of faith. He's telling us here in the book of Galatians. He's telling us in chapter 6. People get caught up in a sin in verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, You who are spiritual, restore such a one to a spirit of meekness and considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Then he tells, bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. He's telling us in these passages of scripture how to sow to the Spirit. So by sowing to the Spirit, since only God can do good, the Spirit of God inside of us help us to be profitable so that what we're doing comes from the Spirit that leads to profit for everyone. Because when you practice the Word of God and it is truth, the Bible says we develop a kind of character that blesses God and allows us to walk in the light, 2 Peter chapter 1 says, from verse 3 all the way to verse 11. It tells us that. So he says, since you are benefiting from this Word of God that doesn't return void, being clear in your head, and now you know how to apply it, bless those by sowing to the Spirit. So that we end up doing good to the people in the household of faith, then we go to the people outside the church doors in verse 11. When we are about the kingdom agenda of God, when we're committed to get the things of God done the way he's telling us to get it done, he says, oh yes, the difficulties of trials will still be there, but we will remain steadfast. And when we remain steadfast, he says, I will bless you. When you're being a blessing, I make sure you're blessed. That's why Paul would say, under house arrest, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've learned to pray and supplicate rather than let anxiety run me ragged. So that the God of peace will run my life. And because the fruit of the Spirit is keeping me strong. Folks, there's a rule of thumb that I carry my life with. Anytime I'm exhausted, I look at my four areas and I said, am I getting exercise? Am I serving God based on my spiritual gift? Or am I outside of my spiritual gift? Am I doing things he's not asking me to do? Because I just want to do. I start evaluating. Instead of just saying, I'm exhausted, I start evaluating. How did I get here? And what do I need to do to refocus? Since sometimes life gets us all twisted. I pray today that when all strength is gone, you'll find strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. Your peace will be there. Your joy will be there. Your long-suffering and patience will be there. Your kindness will still come out. So no matter what's going wrong, God is doing so much right in your life. You'll stay focused. God bless you. Don't give up. Stay focused.
Amen, Dr. Jennings. In walking by faith, we stir the ministry of the Holy Spirit to produce His fruit in us. Now, friend, if all of this sounds new to you, and you'd like to learn more about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and what it means to have the Holy Spirit in you, then please give us a call. Our phone number is 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402.
We're excited that God has blessed us to be able to provide this ministry to you. I sincerely mean that. We know you have many options, but we're glad that God has placed it on many of your hearts to pray for us, to support this ministry. And we pray, if you're not, we pray that you will consider supporting us. We understand these are some tough times, so we would appreciate if God so blesses you that you will support this ministry. But also, we have a bi-monthly devotional, that goes out. All you have to do is go to our website, and you would find where you could sign up for our email addresses. And bi-monthly, we will send you a devotional so that we continue to serve you by the grace of God. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks for being engaged with Power Walk Ministries. Prayfully, you'll become a Power Walk partner. God bless.
Log on to powerwalkministries.org to obtain this message series and also for other ministry resources. And if you live in the Houston area and you don't have a church home, you're always invited to join Reverend Cannings at Living Word Fellowship Church. For more details on locations and service times, log on to lwfellowship.org. And as we leave you, keep in mind, while we know the days are evil, we're called to put on the armor of God each day and continue to do good right where we are.